Hey, good to see you.
Steve Holdsworth has just one mission on this unseasonably cool spring day, delivering a very important piece of paper to his client, Heath.
So I just need a signature there, and this says that your pension is your only income at this point.
Heath's a Navy veteran who was diagnosed with AIDS in 2002. We're using his first name only because of his health status. Holdsworth is a case manager with the St. Louis effort for AIDS. The two men have been searching for more than a month for a document verifying Heath's small military pension. They finally found it, but not before Heath lost his government assistance because he couldn't prove his eligibility. Heath was able to stay on his medications, which is important for someone with AIDS, though he did have to reschedule a doctor's appointment. He says Holdsworth's assistance in navigating the government thicket was invaluable.
We're getting the runaround by calling the proper numbers that we were told to call, sent to organization, the ombudsman. Nobody knew what the heck we were talking about. I just couldn't believe that. You know, you get to the point where you get frustrated because something in the system, like this thing with the VA. When I was first starting out with it, I was getting very depressed over it again.
For Nancy Kelly, the advocacy director at Effort for AIDS, Heath's story proves why caseworkers like Holdsworth are essential, especially since the Affordable Care Act will require people to get health insurance.
Care might be available, but if someone doesn't have transportation or they're struggling with a housing issue or they don't know how to access the doctor, all of those things can be barriers.
EFA's executive director, Cheryl Oliver, says all of the support provided by Ryan White has brought the nation to a critical point in its fight against HIV and AIDS.
We are actually looking at the end of a disease unless we go backwards. And then we're looking at the reemergence of an epidemic.
Kelly and Oliver agree that Congress is unlikely to make any major changes to the way Ryan White dollars are allocated until after everyone has a chance to see where its programs fit in with the Affordable Care Act. But they see a lot of ways to go backwards. Congress could reduce the amount of money allocated for things like caseworkers and housing assistance that help HIV and AIDS patients lead more stable lives, or it could cut back on the dollars for medical expenses like insurance premiums. That could be a critical problem in Missouri. The state has one of the lowest cutoffs for Medicaid eligibility in the country, about $2,100 for a single person. Nancy Kelly says she's not optimistic state lawmakers will change it. That puts health insurance out of the reach of many EFA clients, insurance that is now mandated by law.
If I make 95% of the federal poverty level, I do not qualify for a tax subsidy, nor do I qualify for Medicaid. I am expected to buy health coverage, which may be $500 a month, full fare. Whereas if I'm at 100%, I'm going to qualify for a tax subsidy. That expense monthly may be $25.
Kelly says the optimist in her believes that policymakers will understand that HIV and AIDS patients need all types of support and provide the appropriate balance of funding in any new Ryan White legislation.
There's always a concern when it comes to a pie that needs to be divided in a certain, you know, limited amount of ways that funding will shift away from what is a true life-saving priority.
And with sequestration, that pie will be getting smaller. Kelly says EFA has been told to expect a cut of at least 5%. The agency will learn what that looks like later this month. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.